Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. We're finishing our series on the Epistle or Book of James, and we're in chapter 5. Last message, we talked about being an oppressive owner or being well-off or wealthy and being oppressive to family or friends. We talked about that. Today, we're going to talk about being patient and persevering under trials. This is going to be a short message as well, because I'm getting to the point where I find that many who are listening to our messages, many who listen to our messages, thank you, Lord, they want to hear more information, and then we have to decide, do we do a long series, do we do a short series on the topics in which they're asking about? And when I studied the book of James, I thought to myself, I could take this forever. It's five chapters, very practical, applicable to our today's world, if you will. And so I can continue on the book of James for months. So this is not going to be a two-month, three-month series. It's just not. We have other things we want to share the word about. But this particular passage in James, I thought, wow, for only a few verses, I could talk about that all day long. So let me just read verse 7. He says, "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain? You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." Now, that's only two verses, so let me just take a few minutes to talk about that one, okay? I know, you know, the Lord's coming. We know the Lord's coming. Praise the Lord. And when I think about that the Lord is coming, I'm like, Lord, come quickly. You know, every time I read Matthew 24 or even going to Luke and look at the end times, what Jesus says is going to happen, Mark talks about it as well. I go, Lord, these are all the signs that you promised that would happen before you return. And so we got to now put it into those who can relate to farming. You plant a seed, you water the seed, you got the sunlight, maybe you added some soil or some fertilizer to your soil to help it grow, but you're watering, you're waiting for it to grow, but you know it's going to grow. So it's the same thing with the coming of the Lord. We're walking, we're reading, we're fellowshipping, we're fasting and praying. We're doing all those things that is important so that we know that at the time that we're doing these things, we're going to receive the fruit of that labor as well. He says, "Blessed is he whom the master finds him doing." My friends, we got to be patient. The Lord is coming. Persevere under trials. Don't quit. Don't give up. He is coming soon. And if you believe that, you will live. Listen to me. You will live like it is the day of the Lord. Every time I preach, I'm wondering if the trumpet sound's going to happen while I'm preaching, and whoop, the message is done. and hopefully somebody will find it. And then, I don't know, maybe edit it and put it out there. But the whole point is the Lord is coming. If you really believe that, in your heart, say amen. Amen. Say it again. If you really believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again, say amen. I'll say it with you. Amen. He is coming. So we have to be patient under trials, patient under affliction, patient, 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 because he is not slow or slack in his coming or his promises, as the Bible says. You find that in Peter. So there are going to be people who are going to scoff at you, mock you. Peter talks about this as well. James talks about this. Paul talks about this throughout. People don't believe the Lord's coming. But I also say, how many believers, those who are called believers, believe that Jesus Christ is coming again? And I'm going to tell you he is. So he says in verse 8, "Be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." So be like that farmer. Plant your seed. Should take 3 weeks. The signs are there. The weather's there. It might show up in 2.5 weeks. The point is, believe that you planted the seed and it's going to grow. God's seed is in you. You are in Him. The Holy Spirit tells you Jesus Christ is coming back. Believe that. We just don't know when, but we know like a thief in the night, He is going to come. Amen? So I want you to just take that for what it is and trust that the Lord's word is true and live your life faithfully as it is the day of the Lord. Join me again on another session of sharing the word as we finish on the Epistle of James chapter 5. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.